Toombul Shopping Centre is scheduled to be demolished early next week after floods destroyed the area in February 2022. Hazardous materials like asbestos and mould will be removed first, with external developments to take place shortly after. Ngadju State Member Leanne Leonard has advised that nearby bus and road facilities will stay open for local residents. Listeners are advised that this next story contains mentions of child abuse. If you or anyone you know is in need of support, please contact Lifeline on 131114. Police have uncovered evidence that a Queensland pedophile convicted of possession of child exploitation materials and grooming has been working as a children's lifeguard in the United Kingdom after Australian police failed to share evidence of international victims. The former Sunshine Coast teacher and coach, Dean Carrells, was found working at a family holiday resort in England since last year, where a background check omitted his 14 counts of indecent treatment of a minor and grooming a 13-year-old boy. In national news, new research has revealed that traditional methods of managing fire like logging and planned burns have actually increased the flammability of Australian forests. Through these methods, a forest may not have the opportunity to mature and become more resistant to flammable hazards and events. The report, published in Biological Reviews, urges for an alternative perspective in fire management techniques that don't actively interfere with nature. With the increase of the federal spirit excise this month, in line with inflation increases every 6 months, distillers have pushed back against the practice. They argue that it cripples small and emerging businesses, with more than 50% of the cost of a bottle of spirits being taken in tax. The Drug and Alcohol Foundation has dismissed these concerns, warning that any change to the current practices would put more people in the way of alcohol abuse harm. In international news, Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty to his charge of involuntary manslaughter in the case over the 2021 death of cinematographer Halnia Hutchins. Hutchins was killed on set in the making of the Western film Rust when Baldwin discharged a loaded prop revolver. Despite the charge being dismissed last year, the indictment has been brought back after new analysis of the gun was revealed. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is an extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.